If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right. I am a big fan of former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, who is here to talk about Infrastructure Week. But, Governor, I feel like we need to talk about the infrastructure of the United States currently and our Constitution. Good morning, sir.
Post-World War III infrastructure.
It is hard to focus on anything substantive because of what's going on. I've never seen anything like this.
Exactly. Governor, you've been such a patriot for so many years, and I've been saying over and over again, I don't know if you know, my dad ran with Goldwater in 64, and I do not recognize this party. I don't recognize this country right now. I don't understand why Paul Ryan today is not citing the 25th Amendment. I mean, he is a clear and present danger to the United States and the world, isn't he?
Yeah, and there's no question about that. And also, you have to question his competency. I mean, he's doing things that are so bizarre, contradicting his aides. The White House puts out a story, and then 4 hours later, he contradicts the story his own White House put out. And he made McMaster look like a fool. If I were McMaster, I'd resign.
Well, exactly. But he did the exact same thing he just did on the Comey firing. And I don't know if I've ever seen a clear example of obstruction of justice, of him admitting that he fired Comey over the Russia thing. So this is before this whole story broke.
I said to a friend of mine, a close friend, I said, if I was an enterprising U.S. attorney somewhere, I would convene a grand jury, play the tape of the Lester Holt conversation. That is obstruction of justice. He admitted that he got rid of Comey in great part because he wanted to end the Russian investigation, and Comey wouldn't do it. And that's almost textbook obstruction of justice. But I think if this goes on much longer, the Republicans have to speak up. I mean, Paul Ryan's got to look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm a patriot. It's time for me to do what's right for the country and not worry about the consequences to myself or any of the members of Congress. And by the way, best thing that Congress can do is to step up and defy Donald Trump, because otherwise, if the Republicans keep doing this all the way to 2018, they're going to lose control of the Congress for sure.
Right, but it seems like we are so far beyond political consequences. Right? I mean, this is a time for Americans to step up. I mean, this should not be a partisan issue.
And that's why these guys have to look in the mirror and step up and say, this has got to stop. And we're the only ones right now who have the ability to stop it.
Yeah. I mean, Governor, I don't think I've ever seen a clearer case, too, of the fact that, so we've just, betrayed one of our allies by sharing classified information. Doesn't that put America at direct risk? Because if there is a threat against us, they're not going to share classified information with us again.
No, there's no question. He may have burned an asset for all we know. There may be some mole out there who's given us information who is now burned and may get retaliated against. I mean, there's so many different ramifications that come from this. But the big thing is he just has no discipline, and he just won't listen to, he can have the best people around him. If he doesn't listen to them, what difference does it make?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to even talk about anything else. I know what you mean. And you're here on important stuff this week. But I mean, on every single issue, like you tweeted about health care, Ryan should be ashamed of letting a bill be voted on without a CBO cost score. Was being Trump's lackey worth sacrificing his principles? Well, I guess the answer right now is yes.
When President Obama was president, we always waited for scoring. Now he violated one of his basic values and principles. And look, our discussion is exemplifies one of the problems. No one in Washington is talking about real substantive tax reform. It's talking about a real infrastructure bill. It's talking about doing something on health care to cure the defects of Obamacare. And they're not talking about it because of this other stuff. The government is basically paralyzed now.
Right. Well, obviously you're out talking this week. It's Infrastructure Week. You're talking about urgent need to invest in America's transportation, water, technology, and energy systems. But you're right, Governor. We are, I feel like, in a constitutional crisis. It is hard to talk about anything other than the fact that I just feel like this is, somebody's got to do something. This can't go on any further.
It's true, and the interesting thing is this is one area, infrastructure, where there's a tremendous national need.
Right.
We had best infrastructure in the world, according to the World Economic Report 2004. We're now 11th, and it's a shocking fall. We're in dangerous condition. Our infrastructure is crumbling. The president talked about the right things during the campaign. He proposed a $1 trillion bill over 10 years. That's probably actually a little light. He even talked recently about raising the gas tax, which we should. Bob Corker, a conservative Republican from Tennessee, has a bill in that would raise the gas tax 10 cents a gallon and index it to inflation. And so you would think there's common ground there. But the president may say he's for a gas tax 2 weeks ago and tomorrow be totally against it.
Yeah.
Really get any traction on any of this stuff.
Governor, I was on CNN last week, and I have to tell you, I'm having a hard time even going on TV. I mean, and I did say it. But I just said it is hard to have any conversation about this president without us going on record as saying he's a pathological liar and clearly mentally unstable. I mean, I understand you as a you know, responsible politician and patriot. You want to discuss real issues, but you know, this man is not fit for office. And this is, you know, between the James Comey story and the story today, I'm just wondering what I know. We've never been here before. But can you have any idea, predict what's going to happen next?
None. And how would you like to work for him? I mean, he burned the vice president. They sent the vice president up on the hill to tell people it was Rosenstein's idea, and it was Rosenstein's memo that convinced the president to fire Comey. And then the president, the next day, totally contradicts Rosenstein's Sessions, the vice president. It's total chaos. And the problem is things like the infrastructure. We can't wait to repair our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Every day there's danger that some of the 60,000 structurally deficient bridges in this country
right.
are going to collapse because we can't repair them. We don't have the money to repair them.
You and our former Transportation Secretary LaHood are the co-chairs of Building America's Future Education Fund. And boy, do we need this, a politically diverse group, because, again, we should be doing more things that are about Americans and not partisan, correct?
Right, and infrastructure presented, I think, the best opportunity for Democrats and Republicans to get together, but we're blowing it because no one's concentrating on anything but this madness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I you know, it's so funny to even go back a 24-hour news cycle, isn't it, Governor, when you say, did he just threaten the former FBI director? Are there tapes? If they are tapes, they're presidential records, and they should be subpoenaed immediately, right?
Oh, but my guess is the tapes don't exist. He made that up. He made that up just to scare. He thinks he's going to scare Jim Comey. Well, he's not going to scare Jim Comey, but he made it up. He makes things up when it's convenient for him.
Yeah, it's long past time to try to describe how terrifying this is to Americans, to our allies around the world. I mean, I'm reading a story that they're trying to Trump-proof the NATO, the meetings when he goes overseas, because they're all terrified, and particularly after this latest story.
And the only thing your listeners can do, they can directly get in touch with Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. One, tell them they want them to take action to put the brakes on the president. But two, say, forget about the administration. Go ahead and pass bills that you guys can agree on that are in the best interest of the country. And you can do that. Congress can pass anything it wants and send it to the
right.
president.
And governors, you know, I mean, we're before this story broke, yesterday and today, we were at 78% of Americans want an independent counsel to investigate this Russia connection. I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah.
It would have been bad enough if he told the Norwegian prime minister something that was classified. But telling our most traditional and long-run enemy, a country that has nothing but bad intentions for us, telling them this information, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, you just mentioned Senator Corker speaking about infrastructure. Yesterday he said to compromise a source is something that you just don't do. That's why we keep the information that we get from intelligence sources so close to prevent that from happening. So it seems like, you know, and we'll, let's see who comes forward today after, you know, the president has just undercut all of his people who denied this yesterday.
Including a good guy like McMaster. Well, I will say this, Bob Corker, I've always believed, is a patriot. He wants to get things done. He's a conservative, but he understands there has to be some compromise to get things going. And I think he's a fine guy. In fact, I would have loved to have seen him become Secretary of State.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I can't wait till James Comey testifies, right, in open in an open hearing, because I'm sure he's going to contradict everything the president said. I mean, we are at a time when we all sort of assume that everything the president says is untrue, right?
Yeah, and it's so sad. So sad. And again, I go back to the point. This is Infrastructure Week. Our theme is build it now. We can't wait any longer because the infrastructure is crumbling. It's unsafe. We're falling behind in economic competitiveness. We're leaving on the table a real infrastructure revitalization program would put millions of people to work in blue-collar jobs that pay $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, and we're blowing all of that because of the madness.
Yep, yep. It is. The hashtag is time to build to support Governor Rendell, and it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for taking time for us, and God bless America, huh? Let's hope we get through this.
Everyone say a little prayer that we get out of this okay.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Thank you so much, Governor Rendell.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Yeah. Is it terrifying that Marco Rubio is tweeting Bible verses this morning? Is there something else we should be aware of? What's up? Let me check my news alerts while I was talking to the governor. No? Okay. Nothing new.
A little odd.
Oh, God. All right. God bless us, everyone.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Anderson Cooper.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And an Anderson Cooper eye roll for America this morning.